threaten our children and grandchildren, and may it motivate unbelievers to flee from the wrath to come and into the loving arms of our Savior. Godspeed. Tim Moore, CEO and Senior Evangelist, Lamb and Lion Ministries. Section 1. Prophecy's Greatest Forecaster. Chapter 1. The Reagan Report. Tribulation Threshold Signs by Dr. David R. Reagan. I was having lunch with a friend, and we were discussing the first coming of Jesus and his fulfillment of Bible prophecy. As we concluded the discussion, my friend leaned forward and said, "Wouldn't it have been great to live in Bible times?" My response, "Brother, we are living in Bible times. We are being blessed to witness the fulfillment of manifold prophecies made over 2,000 years ago concerning the time when Jesus will return to this earth to inaugurate his millennial reign." I went on to point out that just as the church age began with an overlap period of 70 years, during which the nation of Israel existed alongside the church, we have been in a similar overlap period ever since the reestablishment of Israel in 1948. That first overlap period ended in AD 70 when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the Jewish people were taken from their land and dispersed worldwide. Likewise, this second period will end when the church is taken from this world in the rapture, which could occur at any moment. I further pointed out something to him that I had gleaned from the writings of Mike Gendron. The first 2,000 years of human history ended when the wrath of God was poured out on sin in the flood. The second 2,000 years ended when the wrath of God was poured out on sin at the cross. And the third 2,000 years will end with God pouring out his wrath on sin during the tribulation. We are at the end of the 6,000 years referred to in this quote. We are on the very threshold of the tribulation. We are living on borrowed time. I concluded the discussion with my friend by pointing him to a prophecy in Hosea that substantiates what is known as the millennial day theory. This is an ancient theory that dates back to the earliest days of Judaism and was endorsed by several of the earliest Christian writers. The theory states that the creation narrative of 6 days of work followed by 1 day of rest is a pattern for human history and will be manifested in 6,000 years of toil and warfare, followed by 1,000 years of rest and peace. The passage that seems to confirm this is found in Hosea 5:15-6:3. I will go away and return to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their affliction they will earnestly seek me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. He will revive us after 2 days. He will raise us up on the third day, that we may live before him. This passage indicates that the Messiah will return to heaven and stay there until the Jewish people begin to seek him in the midst of their affliction, the tribulation. This will occur after 2 days, 2,000 years, and in response, the Messiah will return to save the Jewish remnant. Then they will live before him, the millennium, for a third day, 1,000 years. This is the exact sequence that is revealed in the book of Revelation and in Zechariah 14. Knowing the season. The Bible says we cannot know the time of the Lord's return, Matthew 25:13, but the scriptures make it equally clear that we can know the season of the Lord's return. Consider, for example, this passage from 1 Thessalonians 5:2-6. You yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you like a thief, for you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night or darkness, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. This passage asserts that Jesus is coming like a thief in the night, but then it proceeds to state that this will be true only for the pagan world and not for believers. His return should be no surprise to those who know him and his word, for they have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to give them understanding of what the Bible says about the nature of the times when Jesus will return. Furthermore,